Of course, every atheist, non-Catholic, libtard on earth has joined in the fray. What are you doing? Why are you so mean? It's just a piece of bread. It's just a little cracker. So I'm wondering what's going on with Father Morley at this point in time.
According to Twitter, people are very, very supportive.
Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you. So according to Twitter,
he's been getting emails and letters from fellow Catholics praising him for what he's done.
Fantastic. That's great. Folks, we actually, this seems to always happen. We are loaded up for woke tea sucking commie here today on the program with just great content. I got a pile of prep here that's 2 feet deep. And couldn't wait to get into it when the hardware gremlin demons assaulted, attacked, and I now I'm going to be thinking about this all day, so forgive me. I'm going to be thinking, how in the world is this even possible? So we'll just have to catch up. I want to start off, first off, by saying that the House of Representatives yesterday did something noble. Now, before I get all misty-eyed for Shifty Adam Schiff, because this was his resolution, let me say to you that if you read the aftermath of the resolution, or if you read when Schiff was asked about this, and when he, in the floor speech that he gave in support of this, he was very coy and saying that basically, and this is a miracle, isn't it? The Turks, the country of Turkey, even though they're our allies, they're not our allies because Trump talked to them. They're really our enemies, and the world needs to know that once upon a time, they perpetrated this thing called the Armenian Genocide. So I had to search around 5 or 6 media sources before I could actually get a story that had anything to do with the vote on the floor yesterday, which passed I don't know when I saw it in the story. There were 11, 405, 11. Guess who the 11 were that did not vote for the resolution condemning the Ottoman Empire's Armenian genocide? 11 neocon Decepticon warhawks refused to vote for what is obvious. So the House on Tuesday overwhelmingly reaffirmed that the U.S. government should recognize the century-old killings of 1.5 million Armenians as a genocide. The resolution, which is not legally binding, marked the first time in 35 years that either chamber of Congress labeled as genocide the mass killings of Armenians at the hands of the Ottoman Empire, which is now modern-day Turkey, between 1915 and 1923. Now, you remember last week when one of you was, when I said that the people that are running Turkey today are the heirs of Ataturk, and then one of you sent me a message telling me that I can't remember if it was a message or a tweet going reminding me that you don't even know he was an atheist. He wasn't even a Muslim, you idiot. And he got Turkey into a democratic form of government, you loser. Yeah, after he quelled the opposition of 1.5 million Armenians by slaughtering them. We're assisting in the slaughter. Sure thing, yeah. Ataturk was a prince. He was a statesman. He was a saint. Let's canonize him.